What makes you think that it's uploading daily that would increase impressions? I wouldn't suggest that. So right now you have a product which not many people want, and your solution is to market it more. Maybe not a good idea. It's so impressions isn't based on if you've been uploading daily or not. There probably is some correlation to the consistency and your channel's performance in some ways. Impressions, and everyone should take this seriously, are the single most important metric on YouTube. Every YouTuber will tell you about click-through rate and watch time. Those are actually irrelevant. Those are outdated. They don't matter. If you get 100 times more impressions, that's what will make the difference in your channel. Click-through rate, watch time, those things can be argued. I've got videos that have got 4 million views and the click-through rate is 3%. I've got videos that have got 2 million views and the watch time is like 9% retention. If there's such an outlier to the fact, then clearly it's not the most important metric. So impressions are the most important metric. How do you increase them? Not by daily uploads, but by changing the topic which you speak about. You see, the topic of, first of all, self-improvement, it isn't absolutely huge compared to like giving money like Mr. Beast. Then self-improvement with related to girlfriend, okay, you've niched it down. But then self-improvement related to girlfriends and the fact that you shouldn't get one, it's not really a popular topic. Now, if I made a video on that, it might still get 100K views, 200K views, but it would probably get 5 times less impressions than more of like a basic topic, like for example, 10 ways to increase testosterone. Impressions is literally just totally linear to how popular the topic is. Your topic for this example isn't that popular. This is more of a video that will entertain and educate your core audience who already like you. This is not a video that will grow your channel. So you need to decide what your goal is. Do you already have a channel and a core audience who like you and you want them to like you more? Or do you want to grow your audience? Which one is it? Videos like this won't actually help your goal. You're practicing, you're training for the wrong thing. You've got a football competition, football match coming up, and you're practicing basketball right now. So we need to change that. These videos are good, by the way. Certainly do them every now and then because your audience will then get to know you more and you can go deeper. You can tell them your story. You can tell them your viewpoints on this very micro niche of this concept of like, okay, being on self-improvement, should you date or should you not date? And you can speak about very specific things. But if you want to grow your audience, all that matters is that you make videos which will get 10 times more impressions than what you're currently getting. Self-improvement as itself is too broad. So you'd want to get deeper into that and choose, for example, meditation, sleep, testosterone, exercise. That's a fantastic story script. So I went through Expert Secrets solid 2 years ago. I remember it did influence me quite well. So I'm sure that following this script did influence my storytelling. I don't exactly follow it anymore because I kind of, perhaps I do, but I kind of, understand intuitively now what makes a good story. What I've recently been doing is following the book Storyworthy. At first, I read a little bit of that and I didn't like it, but now that I've been reading it again, it is actually powerful. The book is Storyworthy. And I'll just briefly tell you that there's something you can integrate to the same expert secrets. It's to understand that your story is all about a 5-second moment. The point of a story is just to lead you to a specific 5-second moment of transformation. The story starts at the opposite point of the story ending, and it's all about like a 5-second moment where something has changed. So, for example, you actually start at the end of the story. That's what I do now. So, what is the total moment of transformation? Not just like, oh yeah, well, I became an entrepreneur and sweet. No. Specific. It was the day that you checked your YouTube analytics and you saw that it just crossed over $1,000 for the month of AdSense and you realized that that's the most money that you've made. It was the time that you got the notification. You're like, oh shit, I'm one of those guys who've got a Stripe notification with payments coming in. It was when you just did the calculation in your head and realized that you make more money than your father. That 5-second moment. The transformation was not, oh yeah, I became a YouTuber. It was like the literal, genuine 5 seconds of when something clicked and you were like, oh wow, I've actually changed as a person. Then you take the opposite of that, and that's where you start your story. So for me, we can say a 5-second moment is a time I was in Portugal near the start of YouTube, like 2021, and I got an email for $6,000 from Skillshare whilst I'm there. The whole trip cost like 2000 or something. And so I profited by going on holiday, not even like working whilst I was there. That's the 5 second moment of transformation, which made me feel like an entrepreneur. The start of that, what's the opposite of that? We can say it's a specific moment when I'm sat inside of work 2 years earlier in my full-time job. We can also say it's a specific moment 1 year earlier when I'm trying all these different businesses and I'm feeling frustrated that on this one particular day I woke up and just smoked weed all day and at nighttime I was really disappointed in myself. So you still follow what you've said with expert secrets, but if you just want to like level that up one more, think about the 5 second moment that you'll talk about.